Not a Thing. Written by Galux and read by Litra. A Grease fanfic, with the relationships Kaneki Danny and Kaneki Betty. Rated mature. With additional tags for 5 times, missing scene, bisexual male character, and canon related. Summary. 5 times Kaneki questioned, and 1 time he knew. Warnings for infidelity and past underage. 1. The problems with thinking. It's not a thing. He knows it's not a thing, so he doesn't get why he's still thinking about it. The only answer he can come up with is that he's bored out of his brain lugging boxes, and there's only so much he can think about the new set of wheels he's got his eye on for when his paycheck comes through. Until then, his mind has other ideas of focus. Like the last conversation he had with Danny, about Danny having hooked up with Rizzo, and Kaneki still doesn't know why the hell Danny kept going on about it. It's not like it fucking matters. Rizzo is Rizzo, and she's hooked up with half the school. See, Kaneki? He's got standards. Still, doesn't understand the weird looks Danny keeps shooting him. 2. Universal fact of stupidity. People are stupid. Kaneki thinks that should be a universally defined fact, and he's fine with being included. Well, maybe they're not stupid exactly. It's more of a case of them never noticing anything. Like how he can say, "I'll see you later," to Danny in a crowded dinner and get nothing. Just Rizzo pissed at him for reasons he's pretty sure are unrelated. After she storms out, he has every intention of going after her and figuring everything out, but something's pulling him in the opposite direction, and that's how he finds himself in Danny's room, still splattered with strawberry malt. "You smell like a waitress," Danny says. Kaneki doesn't miss the wrinkle of his nose. "Who you with now?" "Nobody," Kaneki says, then cuts him off with a kiss and tackles him onto the bed. "When'll your folks be home?" No response from Danny, just his hands tracking up under Kaneki's shirt and pulling it off. His mouth against Kaneki's chest, his hands twisting in his hair, and he's the only one, who's allowed to fuck with the style. He'll go and see Rizzo later that night, decide if she's part of the lump of stupid when he smells like Danny. 3. Hottest date. Rizzo isn't talking to him. Figures. He doesn't blame her. Danny comes up behind and loops his hand around Kaneki's shoulder. Kaneki freezes, relaxes when Danny stops at his side and squeezes once. "I'll have the hottest date for the dance," Kaneki says. He can taste something bitter on his tongue. Danny forcefully blows out a lungful of smoke and says nothing. He does take a step closer, squeezes Kaneki's shoulder tighter. 4. Girl, boy, girl, boy. They give Eugene shit about being queer, and Kaneki knows Danny finds his eye, but Kaneki's completely blocking him out at this point. Trails his eyes around the girls in dresses and thinks they look hot. The laughter at Eugene's expense is still echoing in his ears, and it makes it hard to concentrate. So Kaneki's only allowed to dance with Cha-Cha. Actually, if he wanted to, he knows he could go find Rizzo. Tries it, makes a show of it, and Cha-Cha pulls him back. She whispers in his ear, "New with Danny, too." And it takes him a long while to figure out what she meant. 5. Stranded at the drive-in. Kaneki's looking over a school book when the horns stop blaring. He glances up, ready to go bust some heads, if they don't stop the next second. But then he notices the silhouette against the screen. He'd pick that off from anywhere. Eventually it disappears and the figure's walking towards him. Kaneki throws the book under the seat and leans across to open the passenger side door. "Hey," he says, a little cautious. "Hey." Danny smiles at him, and Kaneki figures it's a good sign. "You're not..." Kaneki trails off. He doesn't want to bring up Sandy if he doesn't have to. Danny seems to get the message anyway. Shakes his head, and Kaneki's at a point where he doesn't care anymore. So he leans across to kiss Danny. His boyfriend, based on last night. Drunk laughter. He's not sure if it's stuck. Deep down, he still kinda likes it. They tumble into the back seat as the movie starts, and Kaneki reaches up to quickly make sure all the doors are locked. That's the last thing he'd need, and provided Danny stays underneath him, he figures their other cronies are too numbskulled to think they could be doing this together. Hopefully, they'll be getting somewhere else during the movie. 2 hours? Kaneki can deal with that. "Hear about Rizzo?" Danny asks. Yeah, he fucking well heard all about Rizzo. But when he's with Danny, he's always trying his best not to think about her. He doesn't answer. He pulls Danny's jacket from his body and follows with his own. Shirt, belt, he presses himself against Danny, chases his mouth, and doesn't think because thinking has never gotten him anywhere. "Hey, Kennick." Danny moves his head to the side, and Kaneki's mouth collides with his cheek. "What?" Kaneki asks, annoyed. "If..." Danny swallows. "If Riz is, what does that mean?" Another time when Kaneki gets it without more of a question. "For us, what does that mean for us?" And Kaneki's got no fucking idea. Just that he can't pull the same shit as his dad and run off. He'd have to stick around, and... Danny's hand slips into the front of Kaneki's jeans, and Kaneki's train of thought vanishes. Even the film playing on the screen grows muffled. The only thing that sounds amplified is Danny's breathing. Filling up the car, and moving to pull tight, low in Kaneki's stomach. He gets that with Rizzo, sometimes. Deep heat that courses down, then up, then out. Usually centered wherever her mouth is at any given time. Now it's where Danny's hands are tracing, over every inch of skin, just like always. His mouth always goes for Kaneki's mouth, tries to stay there as long as possible, whenever possible. Kaneki's okay with that. It doesn't happen often enough. Sometimes, in the midst of everything, Danny's mouth will end up at his ear, with a broken-off, muffled baby. The first few times, Kaneki stopped cold and couldn't catch his breath. Now he looks forward to it, the same way Rizzo seems to when he says Betty. Kaneki works at Danny's own jeans, hands sliding inside, and Danny's letting out a choked-off sound. They're not going to risk anything else out here. Not when they could be caught. It'd be different with Rizzo, even if they were in public. Getting caught wouldn't matter. Not enough. Things are always different with Danny. They have to be. But he gets there quicker because of it. Just a twist of Danny's wrist and Kaneki's throwing his hand against the door of his car, biting down on his bottom lip to stop from making any kind of sound as heat spreads over him. His other hand keeps working, pulls Danny along with him. That part doesn't remind him of Rizzo. 1. Be my second. He spends a long time thinking about Rizzo and this kid he's gonna end up having with her. He's gonna be a father, a dad. He'll have to get a stable job, raise his offspring, and there's still Danny. Who he's not even gonna be able to see anymore, right? Because his kid deserves a normal father. One who isn't so fucking confused all the time. But he works on the car. Manages to have some input about what they do to her. Mostly, he just watches. stares when Danny comes in and has his own 2 cents before coming to sit at Kaneki's side. They don't do anything, rarely say anything. But Danny being there is enough for Kaneki to feel the heat radiating from his skin and makes him unable to sit still, leg bouncing and fingers clenching into his jeans. Eventually he gives up and leaves. Let Sonny, Putsy, and Duty deal with it all. When they're done, when Grease Lightning is ready to roll, he still hasn't said anything to Rizzo. Though he does see Danny again. Outside, when sunlight somehow reflecting off that huge smile. And he just knows. Knows that even if he has to man up and be a father, what he's got with Danny, he won't have to ditch it. That's enough. For now, it's enough. The end.